Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Nihan Küçükural, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is the magic ingredient of my life. This fine white powder solves all my problems. I made a bold promise, a white powder that solves all problems. I am aware that it sounds suspicious, but trust me, I fully intend to keep this promise. This is real. There is a fine white powder, and it is so lovely, amazing, magical, that it solves all my problems. I think you're already guessing what it is. Please don't tell. I will raise the curtain in a minute. But let's first define my problems. Problems are the difficulties I can control and solve. Every problem has a solution. The things I have no control over, not my problems. My boyfriend leaving our kid and me to go overseas and start a new life, not my problem. New Zealand film industry not giving me a job as a screenwriter, not my problem either. It's their loss. Pandemic? No. Sorry. Then what are my problems? I have no problem I can't solve with my magic white powder. Here they are. My broken heart giving me heartburn. My stinky body, sores in my mouth, bad smells that I can't stand, damn labels that leave glue on glass jars. They are the worst. Bloody mosquitoes who love me, fires in the kitchen, stains on my mother-in-law's carpet, the banana cake not rising, etc., etc. The magic powder is... Of course, it is baking soda, also known as sodium bicarbonate. What did you think? Please check out the many benefits and uses of baking soda here. You'll agree when I say it's magic. Weeds in the driveway? Sprinkle baking soda. Fire in the kitchen? Throw some baking soda. Your cake didn't rise? Next time, don't forget to add baking soda. After all, that's what it is made for. I have a salt shaker full of baking soda in my purse at all times. Why? An exceptional deodorant. When I was pregnant with my son, I had a break using deodorants the same way I stopped caffeine, alcohol, nail polish, hair dye, cigarettes, cannabis, meth, cocaine, gambling, and BDSM. I thought I would restart after the birth, but then I read on the internet that the deodorant's evil chemicals might travel from armpits into the breasts and milk, then to babies' brains. I went on to read that they might also cause cancer. Hence, many years after my son's birth, I was still stinky. I tried lots of things. Showering twice a day, showering with antibacterial soaps, changing diet, shaving armpits, showering three times a day. Nothing worked. I could smell my stink during the showers. I violently craved for one little spray of my old deodorant. I read recipes of homemade deodorants, but they always had a few mysterious ingredients that I couldn't click with. However, I noticed that all these recipes included one common element, baking soda. It still didn't occur to me to use it straight under my arms until, again, I read it on the internet. But when I tried it, it worked like magic. Grammarly remarks that I have used the word magic too many times. What else can I say? It was pure magic. My stink disappeared as if touched by a wand. An amazing cleaner. Baking soda not only deodorizes stinky humans, it also freshens rooms, carpets, fridges, kitchens, and bathrooms that are used as kitchens. Cover fresh carpet stains with it, let it sit, then vacuum. No dishwater powder? Use baking soda with a drop of dishwashing liquid. Also, mix baking soda with dishwashing liquid, and it becomes a cream cleaner you can use to scrub and shine your sink, tiles, and other surfaces with. It removes glue from glass jars, which steel wool can't remove by itself. Sprinkle it in your smelly shoes and garbage cans. Polish your silverware with it. Clean your fruits and vegetables from pesticides. When I burn food and black bits stick to the pot, I cover them with baking soda. I let it sit overnight, and the next day it washes off easily. No biggie! Thanks to baking soda, I am no longer afraid to stare at my phone while cooking. Remedy for mouth sores. When I had sores in my mouth growing up, my mother always told me to put a layer of baking soda on them. Because it is alkaline, it neutralizes the acid that comes from the food and bacteria, thus gives the sores a break. It's also antibacterial, so it eradicates the bacteria and doesn't allow them to produce the acid in the first place. Moreover, baking soda hurts your sores like hell. Therefore, it makes you forget about all your other problems, including the original pain in your mouth. I believe this is the actual mechanism. Good for heartburn. I don't know why heartburn happens. They say it is psychosomatic. It might be all in my head, or in this case, all in my broken heart, but it also happens to appear when I eat junk. I saw a doctor about 35 years ago who gave me antacid pills. Since then, I have been a regular consumer of Pfizer. But one day I found out that baking soda works the same way the antacid tablets do. Imagine my shock. It gives me heartburn to think how much money I could have saved from Pfizer if I knew this 35 years ago. Final thoughts. The other night we had a conflict with my soon-to-be ex. After that, I couldn't sleep. I got up and out, sat in the garden for a while, sipping a dreadful solution of baking soda and water to ease my heartburn. When I heard the buzz, it was too late. Now I was attacked by a swarm of mosquitoes. Hot shower, cold shower, ice cubes, aloe vera, banana peels, onion slices, honey, vinegar, nothing worked. So I reread the internet. Guess what? Baking soda remedies mosquito bites too. Just mix baking soda with a few drops of water and cover the bites with this paste. Voila, your itch is gone. The bottom line is, I have no problem in the world that my magical baking soda cannot solve. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.